Hello and welcome back, my bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast with yours truly, Jihei Wiley, the Real Bitch of Bravo, bitching about all things Bravo and getting as much tea as humanly possible. Now, who's ready to do some real bitching?
Hello and welcome back, bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo. I am Jihei Wiley.
I'm Liz Lane.
And we're the Real Bitches of Bravo, you guys. So glad to have Liz on because now I have somebody to talk to and I'm not just talking to you guys.
Ooh.
It's not just me. so grateful. We don't have a lot of time because I have to go to work and Liz gets to be pregnant. So we're going to start the headlines real quick with name them headlines. That's going to be the new name of this segment. So first, we're going to start off with something extremely juicy, guys. Monica Garcia is pregnant, I think 6 weeks
now.
And thanks to Bravo Babe, we know, kind of sort of know who the father is. Check her Instagram out, you guys. It is on her stories currently. Actually, by the time that you read this, maybe it'll be gone. Or maybe the time that you see this, maybe it'll be gone. But check out her Instagram anyway. He is, I love when I showed you this picture of him and you were like, oh, great. What did you say?
He looks like, well, I was so hopeful that I knew him. I was like getting so, so excited, but he looks like every other guy from Utah. I don't know him personally, even though he's my age, and who knows, is he from Utah? Or did they just meet in Salt Lake City? That would be something.
That's a good question. I literally know nothing. So
yeah.
You know,
I was really hoping I knew him.
Yeah, no, I have no idea, you know, where this guy is from, if he's from Salt Lake City, if he's from, you know, anywhere, if he's from Utah in general. But it seems like if he looks like somebody that would be from Salt Lake or be from Utah in general, then I'm sure that that's where they met, right? Sorry for the lighting in the background. My ring light is broken, so this is what you get. You get to see Liz's beautiful face more than mine. So what do we think about this? Are we supportive? Are we not? Are we like super psyched? I'm super psyched. I'm just going to start it off right there. Good for her. I mean, you know, a baby in this world is going to be, is better than, you know, nothing. It's more positive than negative, I think. For all the haters out there, fuck them. You know, stop. So happy for Monica. Super psyched for her. Next. We have, the feud is still going on. It is still very, very strong between Shannon Bedore and Tamra Judge. They were found in London for their cast trip, bitching, complaining, fighting with one another and going really, truly going at one another. There was some audio that was leaked, but to be honest with you, I'm on Tamra's side. I've always been Team Tamra. I kind of sort of told Liz what the feud was about and what like everything was that was going on. What are your thoughts on this feud? Does it make you want to actually watch Orange County? Or are you like, eh?
So Orange County was the first series that I watched, like the first segment or whatever branch of the series that I watched. So I used to be really into it back in the day. I haven't watched it in like, God, probably 10 years. So I would give it a rewatch. I don't even know. Yeah. Like it was like when I first was introduced to Real Housewives.
Oh, wow.
That was my OG leg of the show. But I've watched it in enough time to know.
Well, Tamra's back and she's been back for like the last like a year or two or whatever. So super, super stoked on that. And like stoked on, I'm looking forward to this because I've met Shannon and she's lovely. She's very nice. But I'm still going to be and I hope she doesn't watch this, but I really hope that I'm still Team Tamra because logically it doesn't make sense for her to be mad at Tamra for leaving because you got a DUI and you are still going on tour and doing a show and still kind of drinking during the show. So it's just, I get where Tamra's coming from and I understand why she was like, I don't want to associate myself with that. So I'm good with it. Go Team Tamra. I'm always going to, I ride for Orange County. So like, even when it's shitty, like season, I think it was like the season with Noella, like that was a bad season. And I still watch that show. So I will watch it. Maybe I'll recap it with somebody else, unless you want to watch it. But I will still watch you guys. I love it. I'm still a fan. Speaking of fam, Lala went in on fans saying basically like, fuck off. Like my life is my life. Like, I don't really care what you guys like think of my life or whatever. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for watching, etc. But I'm going to do me kind of thing. And she also is getting shit from Katie Maloney's mother, Terry, who, like, here's the thing. I think that Terry is basically, she's there for her kid, which every mother should be, right? She's putting up for her child. So I get why she's, you know, coming after Lala for that, because it's like the second that kid pops out, you want to protect that kid because you were able to protect that kid for 9 months in your belly. So, you know, she's just doing what mothers do. At the same time, what do you think about, you know, this impending feud or whatever that, yeah, is this a nothing burger? You're like, eh, whatever.
No, I think this is going to blow over. I don't think it will get much worse. But I think this isn't the first time that Katie's mom has spoken out in her defense. We've seen this before. So I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I'd wonder if it was more like PR telling her she needed to make some kind of statement, or if that was just on her own accord, because Katie's a grown-ass woman who can fight her own battles, and I feel like that's clear. But she has been featured. I mean, we've seen her on this, her mom on the show. People know her, know who she is, so maybe she felt obliged to say something.
Here's my issue with this, is that if you have to keep, you know, trying to be there for your, like, trying to, I don't want to say protect your child, but, like, if you have to keep making excuses for your kid, this sounds like your kid's problem. And, like you said, Katie's a grown-ass woman. So, like, she has consistently been like this. By the way, insider intel, and it's not even insider intel. It's, like, on her social media. It's on her podcast. It's on, shout-out to Emily Rose, got to meet her a few weeks ago. She's so lovely. And she basically went to Jax's, had a full-blown conversation about Sheena, about Katie, about, like, all these people that he basically doesn't like. And he's just like, look, like, she's not a good person. She's not a nice person. He's been told, he obviously doesn't like Katie. It's very well, like, known that him and Katie do not get along. He thinks that she's a royal ass bitch. But, like, over the years. So I think that, like, and I've never been a Katie Maloney fan as well. I think that she's just an all-out mean girl. She rides for her friends and good for you. But other than that, like, there's no need to be mean to other people just because they don't ride for that person. Like, make your own conclusion. You forgave James. Like, how can you not forgive and move on from these people that are actually supposed to be your friends? Whereas James wasn't really your friend. He wasn't trying to be your friend. He was, like, just trying to make amends with you. And now you guys are friends. So for me, I think that's my issue, is that, like, you're a grown ass woman. You don't need your mom to fight your battles for you. And I don't think she is fighting her battles, but I think that, like, her, like, having to constantly be like, but Katie's a great girl. Da, da, da. It's like, well, obviously she isn't, because there's solid evidence against that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Last but not least, and I would love for this to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But she threw her hat into the ring. Bette Midler has said that she wants to be casted for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What are your thoughts?
I, like, 1,000 times. Yes. 1,000 times. Can you imagine?
Yes. That's the greatest part. I can't imagine Bette Midler being in Beverly Hills Housewives and me loving it. I would so be down for the count for Bette Midler to be on that damn show.
Of course.
It would bring so
much. Why does she have interest?
No, it was just on her social media a few days ago. And, like, I just, like, picked it up and saw it. And I was like, I'm making this a headline. I'm like, I am pro Bette Midler being on the show. I'm pro Bette Midler being anywhere on my screen. I love her. I think that, like, she just, if she's anything like her characters, she is definitely going to be great reality television, I think.
And, like, absolutely.
And this way we get to know her too as an actual person as opposed to just the actress. So, like, I say bravo, get on that fucking gravy train. Like, make it happen.
And hell yeah.
Happen. Speaking of making it happen, we're running out of time, so we're going to get right to the meat, guys. This is going to be a really short episode, so again, I apologize ahead of time. Next week, it'll be a lot longer. And also, next week, we will watch our IG Live, because I will be posting from Jax's in Studio City. Liz and I are going to be going there on Tuesday again for the for the showing of VPR and for
pull out that cold beer cheese for us.
Yes, yay! You know what? It's time to start like something other than the beer cheese. I think we're gonna eat.
We'll try other things.
Yeah, that's something that sucks though too, dude. Like I like wanted to try other things, but I wanted to try that one specific thing because I was like, that would be great. Like that's
what it was a selling point.
Hopefully the rest of, like from what I hear, the rest of the food is great. So we'll see. If we go a third time, maybe we might eat beforehand and get a drink or something. Like get some, you can have some NAs and then I can have.
I'll have a box. So.
okay, guys. First on the docket, VPR. Obviously, everybody has watched this. What were your thoughts before we get into actually like diving into this? What were your thoughts on the actual overall episode?
Okay, so I've seen a lot of comments online that this season is falling so flat. It's hard to watch. People can't get through the episodes anymore. I didn't necessarily feel that towards it, but I'm a newcomer. So it hasn't lost its like lust for me yet. But I don't know. I thought it was an interesting episode. I didn't understand that online take, like what I saw online. What did you think?
So because I am a day oneer, I totally agree with the public. So it's just, you know what it is? It's like, they know the assignment, they're reading the assignment. And like, I think that so many people are like pro Ariana and Katie and like very, like from what I've read online, like pro Ariana and Katie. And it's kind of sickening to me because like, and I get the timeline, guys. I'm not anti her like going off on him, getting triggered by him and any of those things. She's doing her job. She's going out and she's doing all three of these things. But these guys now have officially made this a job. They have not made it a thing where if you watch the first three seasons, it ain't a job. It's their life. It's literally their life where they're going out with another. They are naturally like when Stassi's famous line says, like, I am the devil and don't you forget it. That was real. That was genuinely her. Like that was just she genuinely thought she was the devil. She thought that she was a witch. She thought that she was like all of these things. So like if you watch from back then in comparison to now, it's definitely more of a job. It's like a 9-to-5. They're clocking in, they're clocking out. They like, I'm glad that they can compartmentalize and be like, hey, like this is work. When we're out here, case in point, Katie just went to Lala's before she unfriended her. Katie went to Lala's baby reveal thing. So like, they're obviously friends. They're obviously like something is going on where like they're compartmentalizing each other's relationships. Also shout out to Lala. The reason why she probably unfollowed them or whatever, not only because of the feud that they have, but also because she's never on social media, guys. Like she literally like posts something really quick and then turns it off and posts and then like has to go back onto the social media. Like she deletes the app and then like goes back. So I don't know. I'm still team Lala here, which is so crazy to me because I hated Lala in the very beginning when she was taking off her fucking top and showing her boobs for the world to see. yeah, that was, let's not forget that that was the Lala that we were introduced to, you guys, showing tits to freaking married men, giving blowjobs for Range Rovers. However, on that note, she has grown, she has evolved. I think she's become a better person. Due to the fact she's no longer drinking, she is trying to raise a family.
She's a mom.
Yeah, she's a mom. So I like that. What do we think about first and foremost? I mean, Ariana, you have the right to like go in on him because it's only been like a few months removed from this, right? Like I think like we're talking March, and then like a year has passed of that March, and then now you're into June, July. Like it's been a year and you're going through all this stuff. So like also a breakup's like a death. So fuck off to all you people. I don't know how long you take to get over a death, but some people take years. Some people take a day. Some people take, you know, some people were just ready for that death to be over because they were like suffering so much. Take all the time you need, Ariana. I just think that there's a more constructive way of doing it. That's all. That being said, they head to, I'm going to skip the beach scene where she goes off on them. And I want to go to the waterfront in Venice, which I still have not gone to that place yet. And Katie and Ariana, to me, they showed their true mean girl colors. and Sandoval and Schwartz, they head to the waterfront to get away from the drama first and start like drinking and whatever. What were your thoughts on when Sandoval's going up to all these bitches? And I'm like, I know you guys all know who he is and like what he's done. And like, cause the, again, timeline, and you know what he's done, and yet you're still talking to him. Like,
no, well, it's LA. It's LA. People are going to, of course, they're going to talk to him. But also, genuinely, do they know? I feel like that, it, like, how do I articulate this? I feel like this is such an our generation thing. And I see him talk to a lot of younger, like younger. And Waterfront is a young crowd. I've been there many times.
Yeah.
Generally, it's a very young crowd. So maybe a few people actually don't know who he is, but also considering it's in LA, that's only going to get him more attention. People are not going to be rational about, okay, yeah, he was a piece of shit who, you know, did whatever. They're going to be like, oh my God, no, star power, hi.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of reasons why, like, 20-year-olds, like, leave college and then they come to LA is because they want to, like, be around that, I guess. I just...
Break in the industry, yeah, be around it.
Yeah, but again, like, and here's the thing, I get it, like, I get it with certain, like, athletes, right? Like, we work in an area where, like, a lot of athletes, like, live, and there were people that didn't know who certain guys were. I'm not going to blow up their spot, but, like, there's a lot of people. Dude, somebody didn't know who Michael Irving was. And I'm dating myself.
When?
When he came into the bar, like, during the winter, I think. And I'll tell you off air who it was. I'm not going to blow up her spot. But she's like, am I supposed to know who the guy is? And she's like, am I supposed to know who the guy is? And I was like, yeah, you should. He has multiple Super Bowls. Like, he's known for certain things in the media for doing. Like, he's a huge partier. Like, you should know who this guy is. Like, everybody at the bar knew who he was. You can tell who this guy was. Again, not going to blow up their spot. But actually, fuck it. He's a public figure. She's not. It was Michael Irving. Did I already say that?
No, I know. You said that. Okay. You already said that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pregnancy brain, like, just for, like, being around.
You have sympathy, pregnancy brain.
Yeah. But anyway, so, like, not knowing who this, I don't know. I not knowing who this person is, like, you got Google, y'all. Like, you could, like, you can know. They know. Anyways, but good for him. He's trying to find, you know, the younger, the better, even though his girlfriend's
I cannot watch it anymore. I cannot watch him on the crowd any further because he has no fucking game. I can't.
Dude, by the way,
it's so hard to watch.
Do. None of these guys do. These girls.
I know, it actually surprises me. I'm like, you think they'd, like, I don't know. I thought they would have a little something.
No, you know what I think it is too, though? Unfortunately, I think it's they don't have any game because they don't need game. When you're behind that bar, that is your game. And when that's taken away, there's no real conversation. You don't really have to, like, your confidence is kind of gone because they're like, I have something to offer you. And it's a drink and a conversation. And, like, that's where your confidence comes from. Jax, on the other hand, I can see him having game. I can see him spinning game.
Yeah.
Being, like, a charmer or whatever and, like, mulling you in, right? Whether it's because he purchased things for you, boob jobs, whatever. That's what he bought Brittany. I'm not saying that that's the reason why she, like, fell in love with him. I'm just saying that, like, this is what he has to offer. He's like, oh, I'm going to buy out of my issues or whatever. Anyways, don't block us, Jax. we move on, and the Katie, Tori, and Schwartz love circle starts to happen. What are your thoughts on this storyline?
This is TV up. May the best suitor win. I think it is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest,
and I think Katie's gonna pull at the end of the day.
For sure.
She's gonna win. Must
be, the women have game. The women are not the issue.
They do, yeah.
But the men just don't at all. Like, there's
no game. It's like a baby deer learning how to walk on its hind legs.
Oh my God, I think you're giving them extremely too much credit. okay, so anyways, and then we skip over to Ariana saying that she felt thrown away. Lala.
Oh, I hated something about this scene. I hated that these girls who we know later in the episode go and talk shit. I hated that they put the words into her mouth, trying to sympathize with her. Lala, wasn't it Lala was the one that said, did you feel like you were just thrown away? And Sheena, right?
Yeah.
But I think it was Lala that said, don't you just feel like you've been thrown away? And I just am like, I didn't like that they were putting the words into her mouth. They're fake as fuck. Like, if they want to be there to support her, then step back, let her say what she has to say, support her. But this whole playing double team to the degree that they're doing, that is what's difficult for me to watch. I'm, like, over it.
So I get that. I get that feeling of, like, because, and that's in, I think that that's in reality TV in general, is, like, you're putting words in because you got producers in your ear, too, like, talking, whatever. But in Lala's defense, I do think that she also felt thrown away when she found out about the affairs that Randall was having as well. So she probably thought, like, that's how I felt when I was
going to sympathizing,
my separation. Now, as far as, you know, her talking shit behind her back and talking all the other things, I mean, I think if you are an actual adult, you just tell this person to their face, like, look, this is how I feel. This is how, like, you know, all this is making me feel blah, 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 whatever. I don't think that they feel like, if she's going to go off on him on that, like that, what makes you think that she won't go? She's gone off on Lala before. Granted, she was intoxicated when she did it, but, like, she's gone off on friends before, and that's why Sheena won't say anything to her. And I don't blame her. I wouldn't want, like, somebody yelling at me. You know, like, we've all been yelled at before.
Yeah, it is intimidating.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't
know. Well, and I was listening to Nick Viall's podcast. I think this was, like, yesterday, the day before. And he was talking about Lala, and I agreed with what he said. He said that she is taking this, like, she is trying to produce the show. She's trying to, like, step in and produce these scenes and manufacture the scenes. And I agree, and it gets old to watch because, like you said, as a grown adult, if she has an issue with her, say it to her face, talk about that. But instead, it's like every other scene, she's a chameleon, and she fits whatever she needs to for that particular scene. And it reads inauthentic.
Yeah, that is the only issue that I'm having. That's the reason why, like, I told you to watch Vanderpump Villa, but it feels super produced. And that's the reason why we're not real. I'm going to try and suck it up. But to be honest with you, that first episode, it's full of drama and it's very exciting, but it feels really forced. And this also feels really forced, where she's, like, trying to drive the narrative to, you know, whatever the producers might have said in her head, or whatever the producers, you know, or whatever she might have thought in her head, like, this is what it should be. I do love the fact, though, that they're trying to move forward. I just think that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because this is reality television. Like, unless you have a brand new cast, like, this is the cast you got, and you got to work with the cast that you got. And yeah, it fucking sucks. It sucks that you have to work with Scum Duvall or whatever you want to call him, you know, like, it's deal with all that. But at the same time, this is the cast that is given right now at this current moment in time. You got to work with them, right? Like, it's like Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, she had to work with him on that one movie. And then after that movie's done, bye, Das Vidanya, and they can leave and they can move on with their lives. I mean, do you think that this is possibly, and this is always in my head, that this might be the end for them?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
And I think the response, the audience response they're getting this season is very telling.
Yeah. I also
think they need to, I mean, at least recast and get fresh faces on there, or it's not going to move forward. We're beating a dead horse.
Yeah. Or like, literally revamp, like, what they should have done is they should have done the Vegas one, because, like,
oh,
like that, that's what I thought they were going to do. I thought that they were going to be like, okay, like, let's transition over to a Vegas one. And then that one's going to get way more attention.
Oh my God. That would have been good.
Yeah. I think that got poo-pooed. Cause also, for those that don't know about Vegas and about, like, hiring and stuff like that. Yes, you can hire, you know, certain people, whatever, but, like, for the most part, you're hiring people that are in the union, and no offense, but a lot of union people don't look like the people that she normally hires. And, like, that's no offense to any of them. It's just, it is what it is. And so as far as casting beautiful people, there's only certain people that you can, you know, so far that you can go in Vegas, where the considering where she's at. Now Pinky's is opening up. Maybe she'll do it there. I don't know. Like at the Flamingo. So she's doing a brand new restaurant, the Flamingo, and we'll see how they do, if they can show there. There's just so much permission you have to get in order for this. Like, I just feel like maybe it was too much of a hassle for her. I don't know. I love to pick her brain and ask her that, because I'm like, dude, you have gold in all of your locations. Why don't you, or Reno, do the one in Reno. Like, I don't know. Like, you can do, there's so many other options, because Vanderpump Rules is gone. Like, people are loving the Valley way too much. They're loving like all of that way too much. Before we go to the Valley really quick, in general, what do you think about the James or the Joe and Schwartzy debacle?
I can't. Okay. Oh my God. I said from the beginning, again, newcomer here, fresh eyes. I said from the beginning, she, like, I sympathize with Joe because she's a sweetheart. Like, I think that she's a truly nice woman. But she is so unbearably cringy and doesn't, like, she just seems a little socially unaware, and I want her to step it up and be a little bit more aware, because I think she could be a really, like, kick-ass awesome person and character on the show. But she's just too weak for me. I think she needs to, like, step into her own and fucking handle her own with these other strong women who are so mean to her. It's gross to watch. But I don't want to feel sorry for her, I guess, in these situations, because I'm like, you gave that man his cake and told him he could eat it too. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's one of those, like, you kind of dug your grave, sweetheart.
Like, yeah, 1,000%.
And I'm with you. I sympathize with Joe because I think she thought, like, oh, like, I'm doing all these things for him, so he's automatically going to fall in love with me, or, like, we're going to get on the same page. And it was heartbreaking to hear when she was like, you told me that you loved me in bed. Like, you know.
I know.
Works, by the way, too. Like, that's on him trying to be amicable and play both sides. Like, be a flip-flopper on that end. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad that at least he's finally realizing that he plays both sides all the time. So I think with that, I'm like, dude, you need to figure your shit out. Maybe he's already done it, because, again, timeline. But hopefully he's already figured that out, and that he needs to go after somebody that's like, that he wants to be with. And then
hopefully she learns from this. I hope she can level up and, like I said, step into her own, level up and move past Schwartz, because he's never going to be.
No,
they're never going to be on the same team. Like, no. On the same level. No.
No, not at all. Finally, we skipped the best part. What the fuck is up with the hair?
Oh! Do you think she did that on purpose?
Oh, dude, so many people are saying that. So many people are saying that, and I'm wondering, I'm like, I'm not a vindictive person.
She has to know it's bad.
Yeah.
She has to know it's bad.
No. So here's the thing. So they toned it down when they were at the top, and then they redid it when they were at his house. But that being said, did you really? I don't think that she did the first time. The second time, I think she did it on purpose. But the first time, did you see that the boss, the owner of the salon, was like, "Is your head tingling? Are you okay?" Because it's her story. It's being, you know, publicized or whatever, right? Like, they're shouting it out. And so she's like, "Is your head on fire?" He's like, "No, not yet. I'm fine." And she's like, "Take it out just in case." I'm like, and that's when his hair turned orange. And I was like, dude, I was watching with Clark, and he's like, that bitch just saved him, like, from, like, disaster. And then they had to tone it back down. So then they, like,
I know, no. We were all thinking the same thing. I'm like, okay, wait, this is bad publicity. Why would she put out her personal brand as a hairstylist to be like that? But then I'm like, she fucking did this on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Zach Wickham was like, I would, like, there was a meme out there for him because of his hair or whatever, style and stuff. And he's like, I would rather, like, shave my head or something than let this, or I'd rather go straight than let this woman touch my hair.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, so bad. I'm glad that he is no longer blonde. Let me just say that. Like,
I think he's the cutest one. Maybe unpopular opinion, but I think he's the best looking of the cast. And it hurt my heart a little to see the hair.
Yeah, I mean,
like, no.
Last but not least, do we want to talk about Joe and Lala having lunch? Do we care?
I just think we can sum it up again. Lala trying to manufacture, trying to step in and be a quasi producer on the show. Whatever. It's but neither here nor there. For
always,
me.
There's always going to be that person. There's always going to be somebody that tries to drive the train. Schwartz tried to do it when he's getting all everybody together in Tahoe.
They've
been doing this for years. So, like, for people to think that, like, this isn't ever going to happen in reality TV, you're delusional. Like, it just happens to be Lala this season. You know, next season it might be somebody else if they get another season. Like, it's just somebody's always going to drive the narrative. 9 times out of 10, it's normally Lisa Vanderpump, but she's out doing other projects. She's the one that's always driving the narrative and being like, oh, you should go and apologize. Oh, you should have a trip. Oh, yes, come to Wolf. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's an accent or lack thereof. But, you know, like, that's kind of where the narrative is now driven by, because they're no longer under her umbrella. They're no longer under her thumb. So now they have to drive the narrative, right? Last but not least, the girls talk about Katie and Lala basically get into it, that she's like, you're my friend, blah, blah, blah. It seems like Katie and Lala, to be honest with you, are like more like friends of convenience and work friends than real friends to me.
I would say work friends for sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it is what it is. It sucks that it's a reality television show where you're supposed to actually genuinely be friends, but you do you. Right?
And who gives a fuck if she met up with Joe for a hot dog, which how fitting was that, by the way? Like, of course they're at a hot dog stand.
I
want to go, actually.
It looked like the 4th of July. It made me want a hot dog real bad. So I don't know. We'll get really, really quick into the Valley. Let's just do overall thoughts. Valley, killing it, loving it. Felt they went way too hard on Kristen, like way too hard. I was like, y'all need to stop going in on Kristen. She's been beaten up enough. Like, let her be. Let her.
Oh, lie. I don't like Kristen. I don't like her. She rubs me the wrong way. I think, again, fresh eyes. I don't like her. She is just pissing me off.
I think
she is immature. Like, she's coming across very immature. She is trying to rebuild and rebrand to, you know, be this mature woman who's looking to start a family, yada, yada. But the way she's handled the situation is so immature that it just turns me off and makes it difficult for me to believe that she's really stepping forward into a new kind of role. Her boyfriend's a hothead. I want him to, like, pipe down sometimes. Oh, and that is not to excuse the other cast members. Really? I don't know. Yeah. He's got the rosy cheeks and he just rant, like, will snap on cue.
Yeah, but if somebody is,
I don't, and I can't, he's a coming after boyfriend, you, but
if somebody was coming after you and Max piped up and was like, hey, blah, 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 like, that's my woman, shut the fuck up, he'd be a hothead. Like, that's how I view what he was looking after.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, he never like would go after them for anything else. When he was sitting down with Jax and having a conversation with Jax about him bringing Kristen's ex-boyfriend into the chat, he's like, look, dude, like, he was level-headed. He wasn't yelling at him. He wasn't like, shut the fuck up, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't cursing at him. He was just like very, like, even. When it comes to his woman, now that's totally different. That's something that he's going, same thing with Jesse. Same thing with, like, Jesse's a douche. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Dude's a douche.
He is.
Ugh. But
he's horrible. He's my least favorite. He's complete dick.
I think he's most fans' complete favorite, or non-favorite, sorry. But, like, when it comes to again, this is my opinion. So a lot of people have said this as well, like, in the very beginning, like, when he was, like, piping up or whatever, like, they were like, I don't know about this Luke guy. I love Luke, but that's also because I listen to Kristen and Luke's podcast, and he's, like, the voice of reason. So when he, like, is coming after somebody, it's only because he's defending his girlfriend, not because of anything else. Because what, again, the Jax issue, right? And like bringing in the ex-boyfriend into the group.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed too. I'd be yelling at
Jax. No, maybe I'm projecting. Maybe I'm projecting because I'm like, it's always the quiet ones. Something's going to happen with him.
Maybe, but I mean like, you know, oh, by the way, we got a shout out Danny, who reposted us, and his little cute little twin babies that are on one of my favorite shows, Young Sheldon. They posted something a few days ago. When you guys see this, it'll be Friday. But when I posted it, it was Wednesday. And I posted Nia's social media because she was talking about, you know, what it's like to be on set and have babies on set or whatever. They were the characters. So they play Cece, the baby for Young Sheldon. By the way, adorable. They're so freaking cute. And they're just showing all the things, and Danny reposted it. So shout out to Danny. Thank you so much. We will be seeing you.
Thank you, Danny.
Hopefully we'll be seeing you and meeting you on next Tuesday. So thank you, Danny, for that repost. Also, and if you ever want to be on the show, I'd love for you to be on the show. They're my favorite, by the way. They are my favorite. Danny and Nia are like, Danny specifically.
1,000%.
Danny specifically.
They're the cutest.
The fact that he is fathering the way he's fathering is great. Like, supporting her, being like, yeah, honey, go to work. I got this. Like, you can't get any cuter.
No, we love to see it.
I will say this, however, I only have one.
I know. I'm obsessed with them.
Oh, so obsessed with them. I have one gripe, though.
Okay.
Here's my gripe. Stop talking the way that you talk in front of the kids. Because, like, there are certain conversations children should not be hearing. You getting your dick sucked,
oh,
one of those things. Do not, like, they're going to be.
Hey,
like,
they're an open household. They're an open household, you know?
I guess, yeah, but would you really want your child to be hearing that his daddy's getting hasn't gotten his dick sucked in, like, 3.5 years because of the kids? Like, no, dude. Like, my guy. No. Like, inappropriate conversations, dude. Inappropriate conversations. Anything else? So that's my only one gripe. Everything else, y'all are doing a great job. Like, I love this show.
I know. I love them. I can't say anything bad about them.
No. We are seeing the no sex. I think she Brittany brings up that they've only had sex twice in 1 year. That'd be rough. What else? Anything else you want to talk about on this one?
Just, you mean on the episode in general?
Yeah. Kristen and Luke do walk past Sir. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
What do you think about, before you do that, what do you think about, are they on the same page? I think that they now are on the same page. I don't think that they were, as far as raising kids in Cali versus where I think he was in Montana or something like that. Also, if y'all move to the South Bay where Kristen's sister lives, you would have the best education. You're going to have the best, like, they're going to have the best childhood. They're going to love it here. It's going to be amazing. And you get to be in nature. I specifically wrote this down. I've got the solution. I've got a solution for these two if they choose to stay in Cali. Move to the South Bay. We have the best education system here. And guess what? It's free, guys. It's a public school education. We're nationally ranked. And you get to live in nature. It's a win-win.
And next.
Okay. So, and anything else that you wanted to talk about? What about the awkward ending of this show? the apology from Kristen to Michelle.
Oh my God. Okay. That was hard to watch. So, tell me if I'm wrong, or this is a wrong take, but she seemed kind of drunk. Kristen seemed kind of drunk.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what made it hard. It's like it didn't translate. It wasn't the right timing. I'm sure producers were egging it on. But like it just was awkward, period. Yeah. I think that her intent was there. Like, I think that Michelle was semi open to it, but it did feel forced. It felt produced and it was horrible timing.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to Zach. I know that he probably, like, he definitely had producers in his ear being like, hey guys, like, you know, something has to happen at this event or whatever. And it's like, no, nothing has to happen. You could have, this is what I would have done. I would have, like, as Kristen, I would have been like, hey, can we go out to coffee, lunch, whatever, and talk about this? Like, pull her off to the side and then have that kind of a conversation instead of full on trying to apologize. Because at the end of the day, like, and that's also probably why that Zach put her in a car, because he knew she was drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, she should have just pulled her off to the side, been like, let's do something afterwards. And then you could have kept driving the conversation, you know, driving the storyline for that apology.
Yeah.
And if she said no, then she says no. She moves on, right? So what do we think about, last but not least, what do we think about Janet as the shitster? Because all of this is Janet's fault at the end of the day. Zach isn't wrong.
Yeah, it's true. I'm excited to see how her character storyline develops further.
Yeah, I'm excited because I heard that this kind of drama is like just the beginning. So I'm excited to hear like what.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear the rest of it, guys. We are excited to keep giving you this content. I wanted to go into Watch What Happens Live, but I'm not gonna do that because we gotta move on and we gotta move forward and I gotta go to work. So. That being said, you guys, thank you so much for watching, listening, if you made it this far. Again, join us for our IG Live. We will be going live Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. I don't even know. Tuesday, 6 o'clock-ish.
Or Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night at Jax's in Studio City. If you don't follow us on social media, it is the_real_bitch_of_Bravo. I know our fucking handles suck. Or this handle sucks. Thank you, Sandbar66, for making this ad free. If you made it all the way to the end like this, guys, thank you so much for listening, watching, however you get your podcast. Keep following. Share. I keep forgetting to say that. I fucking hate promoting. So, like, do all the things that we're supposed to do. So, it's going to be at the end of this, you guys. So, thank you so much. And, Liz, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll see you
next time. Excited for next Tuesday.
Yes.